Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 7 to the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for staying with me. I am the Small Business Advocate. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Have a great visit with our good friend Jack Odwick, longtime Brain Trust member, almost 10-year member of our Brain Trust. He's a futurist, an outstanding futurist. We've benefited from his foresight for a long time now. The author of a number of books, which we've launched most of on our show, including his new one, Foresight 2020, A Futurist Explores the Trends Transforming Tomorrow. That's kind of what we're talking about right now. Jack has brought to our show a few of the things that are going to be transforming how we do things. Jack, thanks again for hanging out with us. Jumpthecurve.net, is that right on the website?
Jumpthecurve.net, correct.
Also, quickly, I want to point out, and I've already forgot to mention this before, you're a regular on a Science Channel show that James Wood hosts. Tell us the title of the show.
That's right. The program, which just began airing in November, is called Futurescape, and it airs on the Science Channel on Tuesdays at 10 p.m. Eastern
All right.
time.
So that way you get to go not only, of course, you've already been hearing Jack's wisdom on the show, but now you get to go see his handsome face while he's doing the same thing. So check that out, folks, on the Science Channel on Tuesdays. Jack, cryptocurrency is another topic that you cover, which today is most often seen in the form of something called Bitcoin. Tell the audience what cryptocurrency is.
Yeah, cryptocurrency is a digital currency, and Bitcoin is just one brand of this digital cryptocurrency. But the reason why a digital currency is so important, or why it's a game-changing technology, is that it could really facilitate global trade, and it lowers the transaction cost for small and medium-sized businesses. Instead of paying 1-3% for a Visa, mm-hmm. if you exchange and accept these digital currencies, the transaction fee is radically or significantly lower, and that's mm-hmm. the real potential of this digital currency.
But then there's the value of trust that has to be in there, because if I accept your digital currency to save 1.5% on the transaction fee, if I've got to really trust that currency. If you're Og and I'm Gog 10,000 years ago, and I want to trade you some seashells for a piece of bronze, then you gotta make sure that you got somebody who's going to want those seashells.
Yeah, that's right. And I think that you hit on the key point. Future of digital currency, I would argue any currency is trust.
That's
is
right.
That you have to believe that green paper bill will be accepted, or that piece of gold will be accepted. And the same is true with digital cryptocurrency. But the benefit of the digital currency is that the proponents argue that it's anti-inflationary. I mean, you can specifically limit the amount of this currency that can be created. So
right.
unlike the federal government just printing more dollars.
The federal government could do that too, though, see? I mean, the federal government could do the same. That's what they have done, or they've attempted to do in the past. But they can also flood the market, right? The question is, who has control of the manufacturing and the distribution of the Bitcoin? Who is that god?
Yeah, that's right. Well, that's sort of the $64 billion question. I mean,
right.
In Bitcoin's case, we don't actually know who the individual or entity creating it was, and they say that there's only 21 million of these coins that will be created.
Right.
Complicated mathematical algorithm format that is beyond my pay grade.
Well, right, mine too. And so the more complicated it is, let me put it this way. I'm really questioning the efficacy of this, the viability of this it may have limited, very concentrated, very forms and uses. It's not new. As we said, shells were used 10,000 years ago. There are marketplaces out there where cash equivalents are transferred. You can barter and get cash equivalents, which are the same thing basically as bitcoins in an analog way. But it'll be interesting to see how this rolls out, folks. You want to start tracking this. In fact, there's some news on Bitcoin today. You might want to look that up. For the federal government is fired a shot across the bow of Bitcoin. Hey, Jack, thanks for being here. Good job today, as always.
Jim, always a pleasure, and happy holidays to you and all your listeners.
You too. JumpTheCurve.net is his website. Jack Aldrich. He'll be back another day. I'll be back after these messages. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.